Any testimony in opposition to LD 1671? Please step forward and announce your name. This is in opposition to LD 1671.
My name's Tony Donovan. It's a hard act to follow. I don't need this PowerPoint, though.
I manage this committee room.
Okay, thank you.
Continue the testimony, please.
Yeah, I've got a couple parts. Of course, I have some prepared notes, but based on what I heard today, maybe I've got a couple responses, too. Again, my name is Anthony Donovan. I'm here to speak of opposition to LD 1671, $300,000 feasibility study for a proposed highway across the middle of the state of Maine ought not to pass for many reasons. I'm a resident of Portland, and I'm a founding member of a statewide Maine Rail Transit Coalition, coalition of transportation, housing, energy, and environmental professionals and businesses that seek to balance funding and transportation in a manner that provides for sustainable jobs, increased land values, and, of course, environmental protection. Our organization advocates for an integrated system of transportation that considers all modes of moving goods and services, with an emphasis on the efficiencies of railway transportation systems, and specifically state and federal policies that encourage, and in many cases require, that alternative to road building be considered in all analysis of road construction projects. I don't have it right here in my hand, but the state of Maine recently completed, just some idea of how much it costs and how long it takes to do a feasibility analysis. State of Maine recently completed a Portland North Alternative Mode Study, FTA finance study for looking for alternative modes in the Portland Corridor North. It cost $1.3 million. It took 5 to 6 years to complete, and it was being based on all the former studies that were done. In other words, all the data was there. It took 5 years and $1.3 million to complete the Portland North Alternative Mode Study, and they did not do an environmental analysis. Just an idea of what it takes and what it costs to do the studies. I'm also a realtor. I practice commercial real estate. I have been since 1982 in Maine. I also practice in New Hampshire. I discovered many years ago the value of transportation to commercial real estate. And in fact, I found great success in practicing the theory that where a railway crosses the center of a town or city, that the property surrounding that location has a value often not recognized by planners, policymakers, or to my advantage, realtors. But there's great value in rail. In fact, my findings are not only showing up in the hundreds of millions of dollars and new jobs being created along the Down East Amtrak corridor, but also my findings are supported by national surveys and findings by a variety of interests, including the National Association of Realtors. Somewhere here I have this study. Actually, I have all these 1999 East-West studies with me if anybody wants a reference. But the NAR Smart Growth Transportation Workbook, great book for realtors and transportation planners, explains that the importance of transportation to real wealth, to creation of wealth. It's important to note, and this is true of more studies than just the NAR, that most findings show that new road building is not attracting economic development. And in fact, we are finding that road construction, maintenance, and repairs are more of a burden on municipal and state budgets than equal or lower investments in passenger rail and multimodal transit systems, with, of course, a greater investment. If our goal is to move goods, please, there's a map I gave all of you, shows the railways in Maine. We've got a railway that follows the same corridor. It's there. Has been used as much as it used to be, not that long ago, though. So if the goal is to move goods, we already have a railroad. And so what are we asking for? I heard a lot of this today, but I still didn't quite get where the jobs were coming from, besides construction jobs. What are we shipping that is so important that it requires $1 billion-plus strip of pavement across the center of Maine? And why is it so important to do it now? With that note, I really, really would ask for an explanation for the difference between a resolve and an LD. I don't think we were given that earlier. And why are we doing it right now? You are going into appropriations with a $250 million shortfall. We're slashing health and human services. We're threatening to close schools. And we are, last I heard, $700 million, but at least hundreds of millions of dollars short of paying to maintain the very expensive roads and bridges we have right now. I liked hearing that we saved $1 million of transportation the other day, and I enjoy knowing that they can find $300,000 for planning when we need it, but But that's not the story that I got sitting in these transportation committee over the past couple of years. It's actually we have great shortfalls in our transportation budget. Hey, you have any notes. I'm not going to spend too much time on the idea of individuals working behind the scenes. But I would like to say that right now, the process in Maine state law requires full public participation, not behind the scenes. Before we move into spending big bucks or any bucks on another consultant to write a plan for what appears to me to be a predetermined outcome. In addition, federal transportation funding requirements since at least 2005 have required that all alternative modes be considered in order to be viable requests for transportation funding. I did hear today that we're going to look at all modes, not quite how I think it will be done, but that was one bright spot. We have great issues before us. Jumping on the bandwagon for building a new paved highway is not the solution. We need a systematic evaluation of all our needs, all the resources, before we begin to use new resources on a project that will just perpetuate our problems. I heard someone ask, if we built this 20 years ago, how much different would our economy be now? Well, considering that we have to rebuild a road every 10 years at the cost of about $1 million a mile, I think that billion-dollar boondoggle would cause our economy to be all the poorer. Now, at great risk of the wrath of, I mean, what I just heard every lobbyist in the state of Maine representing construction companies across the state.
Mr. Donovan, I can interrupt you for 1 second. We're here to conduct a public hearing on a resolve to appropriate $300,000 to do a feasibility study. So if you could address your comments to that, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I look for public support of even a $300,000 expenditure, and I did not see it here today at this public hearing. And I guess I'll close it, but just a quick final remark is that that PowerPoint presentation was incorrect. It was misleading. And again, at risk of making enemies, although, like I said to Senator Thomas earlier, I look forward to speaking with critics and showing them the light. But that was wrong, misleading, and I would suggest that we do not pass this bill.
Any questions, Donovan? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Any additional testimony in opposition to LD 1671? Please step forward.